Novelist and political activist Dr. Alaa Alaswani is a fixture in the Egyptian opposition movement. He's in downtown Cairo on the street. Thank you so much for taking our call.
Oh, thank you very much.
Many of the neighborhoods in Cairo and the suburbs have been attacked by gangs and looters. And your office, I know you're on the street, but your office is in a relatively affluent neighborhood called Garden City. I'll remind people you're also a dentist. It's near the U.S. Embassy. What are you seeing now where you are in downtown Cairo?
Well, I see now the scene is much more organized than yesterday. For two reasons. The first reason is that the army has had a real authority, which didn't have yesterday. So now you cannot pass from one road to another without the army checkpoints, which is very positive. And what is something I feel is even more positive, that you have hundreds of thousands of volunteers who are organizing everything, beginning from the traffic, to the investigation. They are helping the army officers. So you feel that you are really with the Egyptian people. I must tell you that it has become now evident that what happened yesterday by some people who attacked the civilians and the robbery and all this was an organized plan by the regime, which withdrew all the police officers and police soldiers from the whole country just to make the people scared.
Where do you think this is going now?
I think now everything is clear. We have one major problem, that Mr. Mubarak has not been convinced yet to resign. I spent 2 days and even more with the protesters, and I even made some speeches to the protesters. And, I mean, nobody wants to hear anything except that Mubarak must go. And all what the last decisions by Mr. Mubarak were irrelevant, because the problem of Egyptians was never with the government, but the problem with Egyptians was the regime. And the regime in Egypt is one single person, Mr. Mubarak, who has a total, absolute authority as a president on every domain in Egypt. So it seems to me that all dictators in the last minute try to calm the anger by decisions which are not really what is demanded. What is demanded is that Mr. Mubarak must resign.
Dr. Alaa, do you think this can be resolved peacefully?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But you're talking about revolution. I don't think that this is no more a protest. I have been there from the very first minute, and I tell you, what happened in Egypt is a revolution by definition. There are millions of Egyptians who cannot tolerate anymore the old system. When I say the system, it means more than the political regime. The whole system is no more functioning, and it's a burden on millions of Egyptians, especially young generation. I would say that what happened in Egypt, it's very similar to the revolution in 1968 in France, where millions of young French people wanted really to change the whole France to get a new republic. And I think this is the moment in Egypt.
Dr. Alaa Alaswani is a dentist, an Egyptian novelist, and a political activist. He joined us by phone from the streets of Cairo. Thank you again, Dr. Alaa.
Thank you.